ES Audio.
What's up, guys? I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, why Apple staff are nervous about their AR headset. But first, with all this constant talk about artificial intelligence, producing original images, writing essays for you, and even helping you navigate the internet, the growing fear starting to emerge among workers, is AI going to take my job? Well, it turns out there's now a list revealing the jobs most at risk from being taken over by AI chatbot ChatGPT. A study by OpenAI, the tech firm who created the bot, claims that 80% of the US workforce could have at least 10% of their work impacted by the technology. Public relations specialists, writers, authors, mathematicians, and journalists were some of the professions found to be most at risk. Now, as the sale of nitrous oxide or laughing gas is set to be banned in the UK, an expert's warning the move might actually make recreational use of the drug worse.
When restrictions are placed on drugs in general, it encourages a kind of illicit market that isn't regulated, and that's the case for all recreational drugs.
Sanjeev Kamboj is a professor of translational clinical psychology at University College London. He told us banning the substance from public legal sale could lead to an illicit, unregulated nitrous oxide market, which could pose more risks.
At the moment, people buy it in the form of whippets, and because it's legal to purchase, you can be relatively confident that the substance that's in those whippets is nitrous oxide. But in an unregulated market, you know, anything could be in those little canisters.
But Sanjeev told us even the legal version of laughing gas does pose health risks.
One of the risks is that you can have hypoxia, which is a kind of reduction in the amount of oxygen that's being supplied to the brain and to the body in general. So that's obviously risky. One of the other problems with nitrous oxide is, you know, people have accidents. They fall and hurt themselves.
A report by the New York Times suggests some staff at Apple have raised doubts about their forthcoming virtual and augmented reality headset. It's been rumoured for months, but it's thought the device could actually finally be revealed in June this year. It's reported that some employees have defected from the project because of their doubts about its potential, and leaders at Apple have questioned the product's prospects. The New York Times said an Apple spokeswoman declined to comment on the company's plans for future products. The UK's own competitor to Elon Musk's satellite firm Starlink has completed its space project to launch 618 satellites into orbit. London-based firm OneWeb now has the second most satellites flying in orbit and can deliver a broadband connection to anywhere on Earth. The firm sells use of its network to telecoms companies that provide internet services, so its network could mean better 4G and 5G connections in future. It's planning to expand its network in the coming years with bigger, more powerful spacecraft, but will keep its network to under 1,000 individual satellites. Research has found the bodies of people with a lifetime history of a mental illness like depression, bipolar disorder, or anxiety disorders are biologically older than their actual age. A team at King's College London found some have signals in their blood that indicate they are older than their years. In one example, people with bipolar disorder had blood markers indicating they were around 2 years older than their chronological age. The researchers say their findings might help explain why people with mental health problems tend to have shorter lifespans and more age-related diseases than the general population. Coming up, Twitter users wave goodbye to your blue ticks and how other people's BO can treat social anxiety. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Twitter has revealed that parts of its source code have been leaked online. They were shared on internet hosting service GitHub, where software developers share code. The site, owned by Microsoft, took down the code after Twitter requested its removal. Elon Musk's firm has filed a legal document to the District Court of the Northern District of California, in which it claimed the source code postings infringe copyrights held by Twitter. Meanwhile, there's bad news for blue tick owners on Twitter. From next month, you'll lose your tick unless you sign up to pay for it. In the UK, it's up to £11 a month, and in the US, it'll be an $84 annual fee, or $8 a month. The changes brought in by Elon Musk mean most blue tick accounts that are not government officials or organisations will lose their tick, impacting many musicians, actors, journalists, and authors. But some users have pointed out that the ticks will start to be dropped from profiles on April Fool's Day. And finally, generally speaking, if you pick up the scent of someone else's BO, it can be an unpleasant experience. However, research carried out in Sweden suggests odours from other people's sweat may be able to help treat social anxiety. The study found that people's social anxiety was reduced when they underwent mindfulness therapy while exposed to body odour taken from the armpit sweat of volunteers. Researchers from the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm said our state of mind causes us to produce chemo signals in our sweat, which communicate our emotional state and produce corresponding responses in those who smell them. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock for the Leader podcast to hear a roundtable discussion about the return of Succession. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Catch you then.